This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about the last week of Tiny Leaps, and I give you the schedule for next week's episodes. I just want to take a moment to say thank you because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and this episode is going to be a little bit different from the episodes you've come to love in this past week. That's because today's episode is a recap, or a digest, so to speak, of everything that was released this week, as well as a breakdown of where the show is and a schedule of next week's episodes so that you can plan to tune in for the shows you want and ignore the ones you don't. But before I jump into that, I just want to remind you that I've worked out a deal with Audible.com so that you can get a free audiobook of your choice just by signing up for their free trial. Even if you cancel your account, you get to keep the free book. So why not just give it a shot? Go to tinyleapsbook.com and get started now. All right, so this week was absolutely amazing for the show, and I can't thank you all enough for tuning into each episode. It honestly means the world to me, and I hope that you're getting a ton of value out of it so far. In Monday's episode, we talked about meditation and how it can be used to strengthen the gray matter in your brain, leading to better decision-making and an overall improvement as a human. The title for this episode was 004, Why Meditation Can Save Your Brain. Now, on Tuesday, I introduced four alternatives to meditation for those of us who just hate meditation. These alternatives included journaling, coloring, yoga, and deliberate practice, and I outlined the additional benefits of each. This was episode 005, Four Awesome Alternatives to Meditation. Wednesday was our first book review episode where I talked about the book So Good They Can't Ignore You by Cal Newport. Now, I really loved this book, and I honestly believe that it is a must read for everyone looking to build a career that they love. This was episode 006, So Good They Can't Ignore You, book review. Thursday was all about failure and disappointment. I talked about how we are hardwired to avoid disappointment and introduced some research to show this in action. I also talked about how to embrace our failures in order to turn that sense of disappointment into a positive experience. This was 007, Why You Should Embrace Failure and Disappointment. On Friday, I did a special episode for all of you resolution setters out there, and I discussed why we often fail at achieving our goals. It turns out that we tend to sabotage ourselves before we even get started, and I outlined a better approach to setting goals that can help us build momentum throughout the year. This was episode 008, How to Achieve Your Goals and Resolutions. Now, yesterday's episode was also interesting as it examined decision fatigue and the power that habits plays in allowing us to make better decisions and stick to our goals in the long term. This was episode 009, Decision Fatigue and the Power of Habit. Now, each of these episodes seems to have been a hit, but honestly, I'm curious which of these was your favorite. I'd love to chat with you on Twitter, and you can find me at Greg Clunas. Your feedback is ridiculous. ridiculously important to me, and I want to make sure this show is providing you with the most value possible. So reach out to me on Twitter and just let me know what you liked and disliked about this last week of episodes. So, on to news about the show. This week, we were fortunate enough to go from 500 total downloads to 5,000 downloads. And this is in part due to the increase in episode frequency, but it's mostly due to you guys and the overwhelming support that you've shown. So, I can't thank you enough for supporting the show. Now, producing a daily episode has not been an easy task. And honestly, if you guys weren't showing up to listen, I can't say that I would have been able to do it. But it seems that you like the new frequency. So as I said in episode zero, as long as you keep showing up, I'll keep showing up. And together, we're going to create a personal development show that actually helps people create a better life. That is incredible. Now, as of this recording, we are currently number 22 in the overall health charts on iTunes, and that's just astounding. So again, thank you so much for the support. I love you guys, and if you keep showing up, I'll keep showing up. Finally, here is the list of topics for this week. Feel free to add them to your calendar so you can remember to check out the episodes you think are the most interesting. Okay, on Monday the 18th, I'll be doing a follow-up episode on productivity. On Tuesday the 19th, this will be all about sleep and the role it plays in our success. Wednesday the 20th is going to be another book review episode. I'm going to be reviewing Steal Like an Artist by Austin Kleon. Thursday the 21st is a full episode on stress and how to avoid it. Friday the 22nd is all about anxiety and how it limits our abilities to take action. Saturday the 23rd is about coffee and the role it plays in our lives. And then next Sunday the 24th will be another review episode where I update you on the progress of the show. Now, I want to stress that these episodes haven't been created yet. In fact, the scripts haven't even been written yet. So there's a possibility that something will change in the schedule. And with that said, this is what you can expect as of right now. And if there are any changes, I will let you know during the week. So I still want to leave today's episode with a challenge, but this one should be really simple, and it's something I think we all need to do more often. Get a pen and piece of paper and just write down one thing that you are thankful for from this past week. Now, it can be anything, big or small. Just commit it to the written word so that your brain can start to appreciate it for what it is. If you feel like sharing what you wrote down, just reach out to me on Twitter at Greg Clunas and let me know. I'm happy to chat with you, and I would love to see the things that you've accomplished and the things that you're grateful for. So that's it for episode 10. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show so far, it would be amazing if you hit the subscribe button and left a rating and review in iTunes. Your kind words do wonders for getting the show out there for others to find. So you'll be helping the show and helping others at the same time. Now, here's a great review left by listener SweaterGuy1. I love that this podcast is research-backed. The tips are great, and it was a pleasure listening to the first episodes. The quality is great, and there's a ton of wisdom here. Take a listen. Well, thanks to you, Sweater Guy, and what a fantastic name. If you'd like your review read on the show, then you have to leave one. But it's pretty easy to do in iTunes, so just go for it already. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas, and remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.